Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 23rd day of September. Today we're reading Luke 1, 31 to 50, and we're reading the easy-to-read version. Listen, you'll become pregnant and have a baby boy. You will name him Jesus. He will be great. People will call him the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him king like his ancestor David. He will rule over the people of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary said to the angel, How will this happen? I am still a virgin. The angel said to Mary, The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High God will cover you. The baby will be holy and will be called the Son of God. And here's something else. Your relative Elizabeth is pregnant. She is very old, but she is going to have a son. Everyone thought she could not have a baby. But she has been pregnant now for 6 months. God can do anything. Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. Let this thing you have said to happen to me. Then the angel went away. Mary got up and went quickly to a town in the hill country of Judea. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the unborn baby inside her jumped, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she said to Mary, God has blessed you more than any other woman, and God has blessed the baby you will have. You are the mother of my Lord, and you have come to me. Why has something so good happened to me? When I heard your voice, the baby inside me jumped with joy. Great blessings are yours because you believed what the Lord said to you. You believed this would happen. Then Mary said, I praise the Lord with all my heart. I am very happy because God is my Savior. I am not important, but he has shown his care for me, his lowly servant. From now until the end of time, people will remember how much God blessed me. Yes, the powerful one has done great things for me. His name is very holy. He always gives mercy to those who worship him. I really like the last part we read where it says, He always gives mercy to those who worship Him. Let's pray that we will truly believe that, that if we worship God and worship Jesus with our heart, He will give us mercy. Dear Jesus, please help us to truly worship You with our mind, soul, and heart. To worship You and not the flesh. Worship You and not any demons or anything else that is attacking us. Help us to only worship You and bow down and lay our lives to You. And help us to know that if we do that, You'll give mercy to our souls. In Jesus' name, Amen. And that's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.